here's a story from The World.
Like pretty much everywhere, schools in India have been hit hard by the pandemic. In remote regions of the country, they've been dealing with an added challenge, schools struggling to find teachers. But increasingly, young Indians from urban centers are now volunteering to help out. Furkan Latif Khan has our story from India's Ladakh region in the northernmost part of the country.
Ahil Ibrahim. Adina Noor.
A teacher calls roll in a classroom at Turtuk Valley School. Sara Shah runs this institution. She's a 31-year-old engineer turned educator and originally came here by chance.
I had come to Ladakh for a holiday with my cousins, and that's when a taxi driver told me about this place in Ladakh. He said there's this village called Turtuk, jo bahut dur hai, not many teachers go there, and they're in dire need of teachers because of the geographical distance. Back then there was no network, no internet, so it was completely cut off.
Shah was born and brought up in the tech city of Bengaluru in central India. About 5 years ago, she decided to take a break from her work to volunteer as a teacher. And she was looking for places that would benefit from her services.
Not many government teachers from Leh or the main district from Srinagar would come and stay here for longer durations. So there were always months the school would go without teachers. So that's when I came here. I offered my services. I was volunteering at one of the schools in Turtuk.
Nestled between the high peaks of the Himalayan region, Turtuk is one of the last villages of India before the border with Pakistan starts. The village has a handful of public schools, but locals are not very satisfied with their quality of education. They complain about lack of well-trained teachers and believe that students are not adequately prepared for the outside world. 28-year-old Hamida Bano grew up here. Personally, when I left the village for higher education, she says, I used to feel my peers were 10 times ahead of me in reading and writing. I feel like I faced a lot of issues because of not having a good basic knowledge. After leaving Turtuk, Bano got a degree in psychology and has just moved back. She says she has put three of her younger siblings in Turtuk Valley School and they are learning well. But many children in rural villages don't have this opportunity. Rough terrain and long distances have been a major roadblock for delivering quality education in the region of Ladakh. Often to get a good education, people migrate to cities. Sonam Wangchuk is a local educator.
So they bring their children to a private school in the city. And with that starts a whole cascading, damage to the village, because the child leaves, then the mother leaves and rents an apartment in the city. And then when the mother leaves, the farming gets damaged when left to elderly people. So it is very, very important that we strengthen the rural schools.
And that's why Sara Shah decided to open her own school in 2020. It runs out of a bare two-story building. The corridors double up as staff room and a nursery class, and a dusty piece of land in the front serves as the playground. Turtuk Valley School is a not-for-profit supported by donors and young volunteers who Shah says want to contribute to the local education system.
The backbone of the school are the volunteers. The exposure volunteers bring in. Like, everybody comes from different walks of life, so they come and share their experiences, how their schooling was. So that way the kids get to know a lot more what is out of the village.
In a sixth grade classroom, Yashraj interacts with about eight students. He's a 22-year-old data scientist.
I actually volunteered for mathematics, but I am doubling up as a science teacher as well as an English teacher for second grade. So I have second grade, fifth grade and sixth grade.
Raj is between jobs and wanted to put his free time to good use. And he has come all the way from India's capital, New Delhi, to volunteer as a teacher in Turtuk for a month.
I mean, it's difficult to get to here. So we cannot ignore this fact, and there is a scarcity of proper educators here. So if I get to be a part of something like this, I'll be happy to do that.
India is seeing a rise in young people volunteering to enter the education sector in the last decade, says Rajshri Doshi, who works for Teach for India, a non-governmental organization founded in 2009 that supports young people who want to teach in underserved schools across the country.
The generation that came 15 years back realized the value of education. Either they got that superb education or they did not get but realized the value.
India has had the second longest pandemic-led school closures in the world, and 80% of children between 14 to 18 years have had lower learning levels, according to a report by UNICEF. Sara Shah started Turtuk Valley just before the pandemic started.
So when the children came back, a lot of them had even forgotten how to read. We are still struggling with a three-letter word and four-letter word for a fourth grader now.
At such a time, volunteers have been a valuable resource. Turtuk Valley and the volunteers who staff it are demonstrating a way to reach students in parts of the country where education is lacking. For The World, I'm Furqan Latif Khan, Turtuk, India.